And now we move to part two of the book, Inspire Others to Find Their Voice. See, the eighth habit has two parts in it, Find Your Voice, and part two now, Inspire Others to Find Their Voice. This takes us into chapter six. The title is Inspiring Others to Find Their Voice. That is the leadership challenge. Albert Schweitzer said, In everyone's life, at some time, our inner fire goes out. It is then burst into flame by an encounter with another human being. We should all be thankful for those people who rekindle the inner spirit. Close quote. When I was a young man, I had an experience with a leader that profoundly shaped the rest of my life. I had decided to take a break in my education to give some extended volunteer service. The invitation came to go to England. Just 4 1/2 months after my arrival, the president of the organization came to me and said, I have a new assignment for you. I want you to travel around the country and train local leaders. I was shocked. Who was I to train leaders 2 and 3 times my age? Sensing my doubt, he simply looked me in the eye and said, I have great confidence in you. You can do this. I will give you materials to help you prepare to teach these leaders and to facilitate their sharing best practices with one another. His confidence, his ability to see more in me than I saw in myself, his willingness to entrust me with responsibility that would stretch me to my potential, literally unlocked something within me. I accepted the assignment and gave my best. It tapped me physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. I grew. I saw others grow. I saw patterns and basic leadership principles. By the time I returned home after 2 years, I had begun to detect the work I wanted to devote my life to, unleashing human potential. I found my voice, and it was my leader that inspired me to find it. I realized in time that I wasn't the only one he treated this way. His affirmation of others, his ability to unite us in vision toward our work that inspired and motivated us, his pattern of providing us with enabling resources and empowering us as true leaders with accountability and stewardship became the norm in our entire organization. We began to lead and serve others in the same way, and the results were remarkable. I've realized since then that the principles that guided his leadership are common to great leadership in any organization, regardless of the level or formal position of the person. My teaching, consulting, and leadership experience in business, university, volunteer and church organizations, and especially in my own family, have taught me that leadership influence is governed by principles. When you live by them, your influence and moral authority increase, and you are often given even greater formal authority. The biblical parables of the pounds and of the talents illustrate that the more you use and magnify the gifts or talents you have been given, the more gifts and talents you are given. But if they are ignored or buried and remain undeveloped and unused, the very talents or gifts that you have been given will be lost and often given to another. So you end up not only losing talents, but also losing influence and opportunities.